And the more you try and make me stop, the more I'm going to ooze my bitterness. And then I was like, why don't I have great relationships in my life? I don't understand. I got all this on paper. Why? Because when I get into 6 and 7, I need to know exactly what's shutting me off from the sunlight of the Spirit. I need to know exactly what I need to give to my higher power. I need to know what's standing in the way of my usefulness so that I can continue this journey of recovery. Real quick, fear inventory. So Ray had me write a bullet list of my fears, and he went through those and he asked those questions. Why did you have them? And I was like, yeah, I can give you all the reasons why I have these fears. Everything from I'm afraid of rats to I am afraid I am indeed a worthless piece of. And so he said, isn't it because self-reliance failed you? And I just, that's a little above my spiritual pay grade, and I didn't really understand it. And he said, okay, so which of those fears is the solution to the fear more, Shannon? And I could understand that. Because there wasn't a single fear on there that the solution to that fear was more Shannon. And I heard it during the pandemic. Someone said, there's no problem I'm going to have today where so the solution is more Shannon. And how true that is. But, you know, in the wrong spiritual headspace, I really believe the solution is more Shannon. But it is not. So when we have these fears, we're given really specific direction on the bottom of page 68. And it says, I ask. Oh my gosh, there's that word ask again. And I was 20 and I'd gone and circled it and I had to stop and ask. We ask God to remove this fear. So one of the things on my first inventory was I'm afraid of getting hit again. I'm afraid of physical pain at the hands of another human being. And that's pretty legitimate fear. But Ray said to me, we're still going to ask. We're going to humbly ask this power greater than you to remove that fear because you clearly don't have the power. Because if you had the power, you would have already removed it. So I obviously don't have the power. So I'm going to ask power other than me to remove this fear from me. And then I'm going to ask that power to direct my attention, direct my thinking to what that power would have me be. And I had this thought all of a sudden, out of nowhere. Surprise! I'm as safe as any human being can possibly be. I'm not any more safe. I'm not any less safe. I'm as safe as anyone could be. That was rocket science to me. And then the fear that I might actually really be a worthless piece of you-know-what, right? Okay, whatever it is that brought up the sun in the east this morning, I humbly ask you to remove that fear from me because I don't have the power to remove it because if I had the power, I would have already done it. And it's still here, so clearly I don't have that kind of power. So I humbly ask you to remove it and I ask you to direct my thinking to what you would have me be. And I had this thought. Pray for the willingness to see yourself the way the people who love you see you. And my first thought was, no, that's too, And then it was like, you just asked for the thought, and I gave it to you. What you gonna do with it, girlfriend? And that's been an ongoing prayer of mine. God, please give me the willingness. Please give me the willingness to see me the way the people who love me see me so I can stop beating the crap out of myself well into long-term sobriety. All right, so let's take a second. I got a few minutes and talk about our sex inventory. Woot, woot, right? And so what Ray had me do is he had me just write down every name. He told me not to do anything else. I was just writing down names. And if I didn't remember the name, it was right red beer in the bar in Montana. It was right. Just write down the names. And then we went through the questions exactly the way they are in the big book. And I had so much shame on my sex inventory. But here was the watchword that he told me. He said the watchword is we avoid hysterical thinking or advice. It says that on page 70 of our big book. And here's the deal. Hysterical thinking is like one of my best skills. Like, I'm an Olympic level hysterical thinker. Right? And what that process did, and it was simple. I was so terrified. He kept it so simple. Right? He pointed out what my responsibilities were. But equally, he pointed out the stuff that wasn't mine. Because, see, when you're the knower of all things, you're also responsible for all things. So it was all